Hi, my name is Ryan, and welcome to This Amazing Life, the show that brings you people and topics that inspire you to live, love, and lead your own amazing life. As with every new episode, I always want to start off by saying thank you. Thank you so much for choosing to listen to the show. Thank you so much for considering to share it with other people, and thank you so much for your support. Whether this is your first episode of This Amazing Life, or maybe you are a returning visitor, thank you again for spending a little bit of time with me. I always hope that you find the information that I share on the show to be authentic, relevant, and encouraging and inspiring, so that way you will feel motivated, so that way you will want to pursue your own version of what you consider to be an amazing life. In episode number 3, we considered what we thought to be the ingredients to our own amazing lives, and we also examined what a SMART goal would be: specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-based. And now that we have picked our own SMART goals, there's something that we need to be ready for and prepared for. The reality is, whether we'd like it to happen or not, sometimes we're going to be faced with a challenge. Sometimes these challenges are going to be beyond our control. They are things that we cannot plan for, and there's no way that we could do anything about them. Well, on the other hand, and unfortunately more common for myself, the challenges that we face actually come from ourselves, and we somehow manage to block our own path to success. In episode number 4, we're going to take a hard look at ourselves. We're going to be really honest, and hopefully we're going to better understand some self-generated obstacles or challenges that we could create, and I will offer up 10 different proactive steps that you can use to help manage, prevent, or overcome those self-generated obstacles. Thank you again for listening, and welcome to episode number 4 of This Amazing Life. Let's be honest. Sometimes we can be our own worst enemy. We spent a lot of time picking out a SMART goal. We came up with a game plan. Yet lo and behold, we start to talk ourselves out of it. We generate fear or different false conversations or different ideas. Doubt, uncertainty takes over. And now a couple days have gone by. You haven't done anything for your goal, and now you feel guilty about the fact that so much time has passed by. Now you're not riding that initial emotional high. You feel like you're stuck, and it takes so much energy and so much willpower to regain the momentum that you thought you originally had. Does that sound like the conversation that you have in your own head? Or does it sound like something that you might struggle with? Because it's something that I know that I struggle with. It's something that I have to constantly work at. Every single day, I have moments of uncertainty. I have moments where I get distracted, or even moments where I feel really stuck and I'm not really sure what the next step should totally look like. And that's okay. Just by recognizing the problem, you are already taking steps towards figuring out a solution. So let's start there. Let's figure out what the problem is first. So here's a list of what I thought were some of the most common causes of the problem of getting in the way of your own success. And remember that my list may be different from yours, and that is perfectly fine. The most important thing is that you are starting to recognize if there is a problem, and we are trying our best to be proactive about it. The first item on the list is fear. Fear could arguably be the root cause of everything else on this list, so that's why I put it first. Being afraid is a very powerful motivator. Sometimes it can be a positive motivation. Being afraid of being hit by that car or that bus that is coming down the hill, that is good fear. You want to live. But being afraid of your own success, being afraid that something new that you're going to try is not going to work out, these are the types of fear that you could cause yourself that could get in the way of your own success. That leads into the next thing on my list, which was uncertainty. This is very, very common in addition to fear. Being uncertain, having a lot of questions, not really knowing where to go to next, and just feeling overwhelmed with the fact that you know that there are things out there that you don't know and you feel like it is a hindrance to your own progress. The next item on the list is something that I'm also definitely very guilty of. That is overanalyzing every single detail, also known as analysis paralysis. If you are so worried about everything being perfect, if you are worried about every little minute detail, chances are you're going to waste the precious time that you have to dedicate towards this new goal of yours, and then you'll become even more frustrated that you wasted time. So analysis paralysis and being aware of it when you are focusing too much on the details instead of trying to make a little bit of incremental progress. The next item on the list is getting stuck. Seems easy enough, but it is very common and also very dangerous if you allow yourself to remain in that position. Let's say you're making a lot of really great progress, but for whatever reason, something throws you off track or something really has you puzzled or perplexed. Then if you get stuck in this position of zero movement, zero progress, it takes a lot of energy and it takes a lot of willpower to get the momentum going again. This leads into the next item, losing a sense of direction or losing momentum. Just as I previously alluded to, it is so much more difficult to regain momentum, whether that is for a personal goal, professional goal, or anything in general. When you initially start, you are riding a major hype wave and you are so excited, but it is emotionally exhausting to try to regenerate that momentum after you have come to a complete and total dead stop. And the longer that you are stuck in that period of stagnation, it makes it even more challenging. So you need a little bit of help or you need some new inspiration or motivation to get going again. The sixth item that I had put down on my list are distractions and poor time management. And this is also something that I find, or that at least I have learned about myself as I continue to get a little bit older, that by having too many distractions, by allowing myself to get pulled off track by things that are not important, that leads into poor time management. And then again, the feelings of being maybe guilty or frustrated that I had not made as much progress as I would have liked to. Let's be real, people. We call these things Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, email, television, you name it, we do it. The last item on the list is stress. Going back to a previous comment, stress can be good and stress can be bad. Originally, when we are considering the flight or fight reaction, stress motivates or triggers a response. Let's put aside the good type of stress, the good type of stress of being excited that you just won $100 on a lottery ticket, or the good type of stress that you know that you have a party that you're going to and you're trying to figure out your favorite outfit that you want to wear. Let's focus on the negative kind of stress. The negative kind of stress is the stress that causes you anxiety, inspires fear. It gives you that stomach ache. It makes you uncomfortable and it causes you to sweat. This type of stress can be controlled and it can be managed. Now, hopefully one of those items on the list really resonated with you. Hopefully it triggered some thought and got the wheels turning. If that's not the case, maybe take a couple of minutes before you continue and think about different ways that you might be getting in the way of your own success. If one of those items did resonate with you, how do you feel? Chances are you're not very pumped up. Chances are you might be a little bit more uncomfortable. Chances are you are waiting for me to put the positivity spin into overdrive. Well, guess what, people? There is hope. There is a way, and I am going to provide you 10 different items. They could be mindset shifts, they could be action steps, or they could just be general recommendations that you can incorporate into your life and you can use them right now to overcome your personal challenges. Item numero uno. I cannot emphasize this enough. It is so important and beneficial for you to stay consistent and maintain momentum. Regardless of how big the goal is that you are working for, it is so important for you to try to make little steps every single day. We talked about it earlier in the episode. It is very tiring. It is very emotionally exhausting for you to come to a dead stop, to lose momentum, to try to re-excite yourself and get those wheels turning when you could just focus on making incremental progress every single day. You ever heard the analogy, singles win games? What they're talking about are baseball games. As long as the team consistently hit singles, there's nothing that the other team could do to stop them. Another way to think about it is don't put so much pressure on yourself that it is going to make you feel like you have to hit a grand slam, you got to hit a slam dunk, you got to score that winning touchdown pass every single time. It is so much more beneficial to focus on small, actionable steps and to try to do a little bit every single day. The second item on the menu is to minimize your distractions and know your productivity threshold. We talked about it earlier. Some of you are more guilty of it than others. Some people have their own vice, their own little black hole where they keep clicking on those adorable little pictures or videos of your favorite Instagram puppies or kitties. And guess what? you just blew half an hour and you have no idea where it went. As long as you can make sure that you are minimizing your distractions, you have a clear workspace or whatever is conducive for your environment to perform the goal or the task at hand, and also to know your productivity threshold. All that means is be aware or be mindful at what point in time does your brain start to wander off. If you were given an hour to perform a specific task, could you give your undivided attention to that task for an entire hour? Chances are the answer is no. That's not the way that I work. For me, my threshold, depending on what I'm doing, it can be something between 20 minutes to 40 minutes if it's something computer oriented or information oriented. But if I was doing something physically oriented or physically demanding, whether that is something fitness related or actually physically constructing something, I could do that for significantly longer. So it is important for you to consider and to understand and recognize at what point do you start to space out and lose focus. All right, suggestion number three, go back to the beginning. If you feel like you are really stuck, if you have questions, you're not sure where to turn to next, why don't you go back and look at your original source of motivation? If you had a video or a voicemail or a conversation or notes in a journal, go back and reread them. Try to recreate the moment and the mindset that you had when you originally decided and you were committed to this new goal. Sometimes the missing information that we need or the clues that we are looking for about moving forward don't lie ahead of us. They actually come from steps that we have already taken that are behind us. Recommendation number four. Recommendation number four is actually probably the one that I utilize the most on a regular basis, and that is to work it out. Work it out of your brain. Work it out on a piece of paper. Work it out in a conversation. Pull that stuck information out of your brain to unconvolute your thoughts, get a little bit of clarity, and then gradually work towards getting back on track. For me, what is really beneficial is if I have a question, to maybe think about it in terms of a conversation that I would have with myself, either out loud or on a piece of paper. Typically, what I prefer is doing it on a piece of paper or actually on a whiteboard, because being able to actually physically see something, that helps my brain to process the pathway that I need to take in order to get to the next step. Another way that you can work it out is grab a buddy, grab a friend, grab a relative, anybody that's willing to listen, anybody that you think will be objective enough in offering their opinion, so that way maybe they can offer up an opinion that you hadn't considered yet. Another way that I practice this specific recommendation is by creating PowerPoint slides or Google slides. When I'm preparing for a specific podcast show, what I like to think about is the end result. If a person were to listen to that specific episode or that show, what is the end result or the transformation that will occur? That I got specifically from a podcast that I follow pretty regularly. His name is Pat Flynn, and Pat Flynn is the host of the Smart Passive Income Podcast. So what I will do, I will make the presentation as long as I feel like it needs to be, including all the extra information that I would normally say. And once all of the slides are created, what I will do is I will go back and whittle those slides down to the shortest amount of information possible. So that way, if I was actually making that presentation in person, I would only need to glance at the slides for the major speaking points, and that would help me get started. Number five on the list is probably my favorite, and that's to create a true fan list. A lot of people that produce content, whether it be on Instagram, YouTube, or Facebook, or any other type of website, what they recommend or what they offer in terms of giving you a little bit of inspiration, they say that if you can find 1,000 true fans, people that regardless of the content that you create, the topic that you present, they will always consume and they will always support your initiative. So take a couple minutes on a piece of paper, in your phone, in an app, on a notepad, out loud. Think about the people in your life that no matter what type of content you created, no matter which path you pursued, they would support you in whatever way possible all the time. In my phone, I have a list. I have a list of about 35 different people. And what I do is I write down each and every single person's first and last name and the words, believe in me. So for example, Ryan O'Neill believes in me. Father Time believes in me. Santa Claus believes in me. Do you get the picture? Obviously, you want to think about real people that you have in your life that are important to you and will truly support you no matter what. If you only have two or three people, don't feel bad. All you really need is one. And never doubt the power that having somebody else believing in you can do to encourage and inspire you to continue pushing forward. Number six on the list is to find an accountability partner. If you remember from the previous episode, an accountability partner is a person that has full rights to call you out when you fall out of line or you lose focus. This can be a sibling, this can be a spouse, this can be a relative, it can be a best friend. Anyone that you are perfectly comfortable getting good news, bad news, positive or negative feedback, and you will be receptive to it no matter what. You could also think of this person almost like a gym buddy or somebody that you're training with or somebody that's fighting for a very similar, if not the exact same goal. I have a friend, he also started a podcast, and just seeing him continue to produce content and continue to put out episodes continues to motivate and encourage me to continue along this exact same journey. Or if you want to put it in your own terms, think about that person who's working towards the exact same goal as you. If you see them hit another milestone or another benchmark, it motivates you to fight for that exact same benchmark. Recommendation number seven. Please, for the love of all that is good and green in this world, have some fun, people. When you put so much unbelievable pressure and stress on yourself, it is so easy for the conversations that you have in your own head to turn negative, unproductive, and prohibitive to everything that you are trying to do. Not only will it hurt your process in trying to achieve your goals, but you'll start to notice that it'll bleed off into other areas of your life, specifically the way that you interact with other people, and that's not something that you want. So if it's something that you truly have picked that makes you happy, hopefully you will have some fun along the way. Item number eight is probably the other recommendation that I would say I actively use the most in my own process of managing my own stress, fear, anxiety, and doubt. And that is what I will call a physical reset. There are really two different ways that you could take this one. One, which is the one that I typically respond to the best and would lean more towards personally, is working out at the gym. Physical movement, sweating, exercise, being extremely active does wonders for my mental clarity, helps me feel like I'm recirculating my blood throughout my body, and just overall does an enormous wonder on my self-confidence. On the flip side, I'm also very familiar with a number of people that would say calmness and stillness might be the way to go for you. So if you feel like your mind is a jumble of thoughts and you can't get any clarity or focus, maybe you'd like to explore some yoga or some meditation. Another way you could approach this is maybe you have been sitting in front of the computer, maybe you've been staring at your notepad, and you just can't get past this mental block. You've spent about 5, 10, 15, 20 minutes more time than you're willing to admit, and you need a break. And that's okay. Saying that you need a break is perfectly fine. Step away from whatever it is that you're working on. Maybe you go for a walk. Maybe you read a book. Maybe you want to sit and watch TV for a couple of minutes. Whatever you do, a mental reset is also okay. So we're calling this one a physical reset, whether you want to go outside to the gym, do something active, if you'd like to take a few minutes to yourself to calm your mind and your thoughts, or if you just like to do something for fun that you can unplug and to unwind. Recommendation number nine is an important one, and I truly hope you take this to heart. Never allow the pressures of a deadline or any other external influence cause you to be willing to sacrifice originality or authenticity. This one I think would be best served for you as a listener if I gave you an example. Spending 5.5 years in corporate sales, you learn pretty quick that there are things that you should do and there are things that you should never do that would either help you or hurt you severely in the process of trying to make a sale. Let's focus on the negative because that relates directly to the topic that we're talking about. If I was a potential buyer, there are three things that I would say are surefire ways that a salesperson is not going to make a sale. Number one, if you are unlikable, if people don't like you as a person, if they wouldn't go have a beer with you, if they wouldn't want to tell their friends about you, guess what, pal? You hit the road because you're leaving empty-handed. Number two, if you are unknowledgeable, if you don't know what you're talking about and you can't give me the value propositions of what it is that you're trying to sell me, I don't trust you even more. Number three, you are desperate. You smell of fear. You are sweating. You clearly look like you're trying to make your month, and I am your last hope. And this, my dear listener, is what you want to avoid. You never want to come across as afraid. You never want to sound desperate. You never want to make it sound like this is your last shot, or else you'll never make it again in the world. If you're speaking to a friend, a colleague, a sibling, a significant other, emotions tend to shine through in the way that you speak to people, in your tone, in your demeanor. So if there is something that you are afraid of, if there's something that you're not sure of, or even worse, you don't believe in, people are going to hear it in your voice. Stay true to your vision. Stay committed to your purpose. Don't allow other people to push you around and stick to your guns. And number 10 on my list, I actually already let the cat out of the bag when I was explaining number 9. If there's anything that I can hope for you, my dear listener, as you are shooting for your goals, as you are shooting for your dreams, you're trying to make them into a reality, I wish you nothing but success. In order to be successful, I hope that you truly and firmly believe in your vision and that you are confident that no matter what, there is nothing that is going to stop you from making it happen. Take some time to yourself. Reflect on everything that we've talked about. I hope at least one item on the list of suggestions that I gave you got the wheels turning and you thought that they could be useful and practical and you could apply them into your life almost immediately. If none of them were relatable, that's okay. Maybe you want to take some time and you want to think about another step that you know already works for you, or there's something that you want to try. Regardless, I am glad and I'm proud of you for even considering the fact that you are trying to improve your life so that way you could help improve the lives of other people. As always, thank you so much for listening. Please continue to support the show. Please continue to share it with other people. And please consider subscribing or leaving a review. Once again, this is Ryan. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you for joining me on this amazing life.